Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
I have a weird question for you guys. I don't even know if it's a question. I had a weird situation. So I'm in Conifer at the King Supers, right?
Yeah.
And this was Saturday, I think. And I just went to, you know, get some snackies. Anyway, so this woman has a full cart of food. Okay? And she has two cute little kids, really cute. And she comes up to me and she says, "Will you pay for my groceries?" And I go, "What?" And she said,
"Wait a minute." Yeah. So the lady just out of the blue?
Yeah.
It walks up, just she picks you out of everybody?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she, "Will you pay for my groceries?"
She said, "Will you please?" And she's like talking really quiet and I'm like, you don't see this coming, right?
Like, take it off guard.
Yeah, and she's like, will you pay for my, I have no money. And I'm thinking, I'm looking at her cart, right? And she has chicken breasts, and they're the nice ones, the filet chicken breasts,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, that's
the
big, a staple.
The big pack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, if you don't have any money, don't you get legs and thighs?
Well, not if you can get somebody else to pay for it.
No, but I'm just trying to figure out. You don't have any money. Don't you get the cheaper or a whole turkey or something?
You're right. This sounds like a little setup, a little scam that she's pulling, okay?
Yeah.
Like, this is very...
I've never had this happen.
Very common for her that she does this repeatedly.
Well, and, you know, I've had the person like that says they
went... First of all, how much did she have in her cart? Was it a full cart?
It was like half full.
About half full.
Yeah. And she had two little people.
So you get, I'm trying to get the mentality of this lady, okay? That's hard to do.
Well, she was like, she had an accent and it was like, she could barely speak English and she was asking me, "Please, for my kids, will you please?"
But, I mean, who goes into a store and you go aisle to,
you see what I'm saying? Yes.
You go aisle to aisle, you're loading up your cart, you've got two kids with you, just assuming that you're going to run into somebody in the store that's going to pay for all this for you.
Yeah, and it was weird.
Because you got to put it back.
I know. That's
if nobody pays.
And so, but I obsessed about it. I said no. I said, you know.
Oh, you said no?
I did.
Oh, that's not like you.
I know.
Oh, you're usually a pushover.
I know. And those two little kids, and I didn't want them to be hungry,
oh,
you know?
Jamie.
And so, but then I kept thinking, you got chicken breast, man. Get the whole thing. Get the whole chicken. Like you know, like you're not.
Get a whole chicken.
Well, because I think we've all struggled for money, and you don't buy the filet chicken breast.
Like, did you feel bad,
though? Oh, my God. So,
because I would.
So I told her I only had a credit card, right? And so she's like, "Well, that's okay. We can go in and you can pay for it with the credit card." And I was like, I was so like, I said, "I'm sorry, I just can't." And she's like, "Okay." And then I got in my car, like, you know, and I almost turned around to pay
go
for
back to pay
because
for
it ate me alive.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
That puts you in such a guilt situation.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you've got kids, put it over the top.
It
if
does.
It's a lady by herself, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, right?
Leave me alone. But when you got kids there and they look hungry, you want to pay for their breasts.
And then I think she had dog food too. And I'm like, "Do you need the dog?" Like, what are we doing? Like, and I think it was like good dog food. It was like that blue stuff or whatever. I was analyzing what she was buying.
Because those are red flags.
Yeah, to me. And then the other thing is, I don't know if you guys have ever been to the airport or whatever. This happened to us at LAX. My boyfriend and I, this people said that they didn't have any money to get out of the gate. And so we gave them money to get out of the gate. This was back in the day.
See, that makes sense.
No, we saw them around the corner. We gave them $20 around the corner. They were asking. So we were so mad. We'd been had.
You know, I've got a couple of stories for you. I had that happen to me over here on, I think it's Evans, I-25 in Evans. Somebody at the top of the ramp there. So I give the guy like $10 or so. He looked, you know, very down. I stop and get some gas. I drop into what is that bar over there on Evans? It's called Duck. The Dirty Duck.
Dirty Duck. Yeah. Yeah.
I drop into the Dirty Duck. He's sitting at the bar drinking a beer.
Oh, that's right.
By the time I went and got gas, he had gone from where I gave him $10 to the Dirty Duck to have a beer.
No, that's a bunch of crap.
And then I had a guy at King Super just a few days, no, a couple of weeks ago, that had lost his wallet. He was checking out. I had just checked out.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, crap. I can't find my... But he had a few items. I think it came to like $20-something. I paid for it because he couldn't find it.
Do you feel like it was scam or it was real?
He was an older guy. Oh, okay. It was real.
Okay.
It was real. He was an old
guy. See, that's the problem with scammers. Yeah. They, you know, when somebody's a good person and just having a moment.
And when you drag your kids into it, you make us feel so bad.
This is a new one for me. I've never had this happen. I mean, I really...
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, it was...
Is that a new scam going around?
I'm seeing on the internet, it says that it could be a scam where people get you to pay for all these groceries and then they return them when you leave so they get the money.
Oh,
Shpadil, you've opened a can of worms now. Now we're really angry.
Wow, really?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's
on Reddit, there's a bunch of people saying that they've had this happen.
Let's ask TextNATO, okay? 303-22-ALICE. 303-22-ALICE. Have you ever seen this before? Have you ever been in this situation where somebody came up to you? Is it a scam? Was this lady legit? I mean, I never...
could not get those children out of my mind. I was sick at myself. I was mad at myself.
Yeah. I've not heard of a scam like this.
I haven't either. That's why I was
So it's a new one if it is.
Someone just texted and said it's a scam. It's same thing happened to them at King Supers in Arvada.
Oh, really? Because this was King Supers in Conifer. I don't know, you guys. I might have wept a little bit. Like, why didn't you pay for these people?
These people are pros, it says. Do not feel bad, Jamie. They're pros.
I did.
That's a rent-a-kid they got.
Rent-a-kid?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.